Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining into Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with wonderful guests who are experts on today's topic. So you own or manage a multifamily property that has a landscape irrigation system. How do you know that you are watering your landscape efficiently to ensure a healthy landscape and also not to waste your money by overwatering? So with this in mind, our topic today is controlling your water costs through professional irrigation management. And joining me in the studio is Kelly Aylesworth, Client Relations Manager with WaterLogic, and John O'Donnell, Vice President of Technology with WaterLogic. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So let's break it down to the basics. There's thousands and thousands of multifamily apartment properties, senior living facilities out in the marketplace, especially in and around the Houston area where we're headquartered. But not every one of them has an irrigation system. So in order to be able to take advantage of the tips and tricks that you guys are going to talk about today, you have to have an irrigation system, and it has to be functioning irrigation system. I know that you had mentioned that you go to some multifamily properties and they have an irrigation system, or they had one long ago, but it hasn't been maintained and it's not functioning, and there's nothing you can do really to help them. But if you do, if our listeners do have working, functioning irrigation system at their property, it is a source of water use that needs to be professionally managed in order to be more efficient and to try and save water, which saves money. So let's talk a little bit about the history of irrigation. John, I know that you've got a long history in the irrigation industry in Texas, and certainly a lot of qualifications, which you're going to tell everybody about later in the show. But what's the history of irrigation? How did irrigation systems come into play where they're now being used today on commercial properties?
Well, Paul, when sprinkler systems, you know, in the current era, they had a timer that was basically just telling the system when to come on and when to turn off, and that was being adjusted by the landscaper typically once a week or once a month. And it would be like a kitchen timer. It would just go off for the prescribed amount of time and then go on whatever days the landscaper had set it for. Now we've got the ability to give the controller information, for example, what is the weather doing, what is the temperature, how much solar radiation we're actually getting down to the ground, which would play in part with cloud cover, things of this type, humidity, wind speed, all of that plays into how often the sprinkler system needs to water, and therefore it can change its own run times as well as what days of the week it needs to irrigate based on that weather.
So basically, if I understand you correctly, what you're saying is that the technology that's available today has the ability to operate a system based on science versus based on somebody's best guess of when the system needs to come on.
It takes the guesswork out of it.
Yeah. That's correct. And so how does that science work? Where was it developed as far as the way it knows when to come on?
It's been used in agriculture for years, but it's the Pinman-Monteith formula is what we use, and that takes into account the five elements of weather. I'd briefly touched on it, but solar radiation, temperature, wind, humidity, and then obviously rainfall. But if we know those pieces of the weather situation, then we know when to tell the system to come back on, because we can calculate how much moisture has been evaporated out of the soil. For example, what we've had here recently, we've had a lot of rain. Currently, we've got clear skies and cool temperatures. We're not losing moisture out of the ground like we were when we had hotter temperatures and no cloud cover. Cloud cover is huge in determining how much evaporation is occurring from the soil. And so we can calculate that and know when, based on all of the other elements of weather, when the system needs to come back on.
Kelly, I have a irrigation system at home, and I've got something that measures rainfall. Is that what we're talking about? Is it that simple?
No, no. What you're talking about is actually smart technology for residential. This is, this handles a broad, much broader area for multifamily or commercial properties. So larger controllers, and this is actually what we use is from cellular technology.
Okay, and John, measuring rain, which I think most people who have an irrigation system have some sort of device that measures rain. This is so much more than that, as far as the fact that it's on a commercial property, but also what I understand from what you're saying is the technology you utilize and professional irrigation water management is so much more than just measuring rainfall.
Yes. What you're referring to at a residence would be like a rain sensor, something that's going to shut off your system if it rains more than a quarter of an inch, but it has no way of adjusting the controller. It's just an on or an off condition. If a quarter of an inch of rainfall falls, it's going to shut the system down and not allow it to come on until it dries out. What we use is measuring, quantifying what that rainfall amount is, not just an on-off, but then adjusting the run times as well as changing the frequency. So it may, in 1 week, decide to water 3 or 4 days in a week. The following week, because of cloud cover and deposits of rain, it may only water one time that week. So it's very dynamic. The program literally changes on a daily basis, and that's where we're able to save the 30% to 40% of the water by adjusting the program based on the current weather condition. It's not using historic, it's not using forecast, it's what's happened in the last 24 hours, and it recalculates that every day.
All right, so if I'm a multifamily property manager and I've got an irrigation system, and my landscaper tells me that I've got a rain sensor on there. What you're doing is so much more than that, it sounds like. It takes in consideration not just telling you how much rain has fallen, but how much actually can be used by the landscape, so you know how much more you have to put down and when you have to put it down.
That's correct. And a great example would, if you can think back to Harvey, here we had a year's worth of rain literally over a weekend. That rainfall was not effective. It was not useful. It flooded the city. It runs off in the bios. So we have to have the ability to calculate and how much is actually useful rainfall that the plants can use and how much is runoff that goes into the bios and drains into the bay.
I believe that probably there's a lot of property managers out there that think they've got this tackled, but they really don't. And to those listeners, you can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com, and you'll find the WaterLogic website, and I invite you to go there to find out more. Plus, towards the end of the show in our last segment, Kelly and John are going to tell you how you can get in touch with them to find out more about what they do. But it all starts with when someone contacts you about how you can help them, want to find out how you can help them, how does it start? What do you need to know?
Well, first off, we will. They would have to have, the property would have to have an irrigation system,
right,
to qualify. And then what we ask for is, it's actually, what we do is a site evaluation, mm-hmm, and a water usage analysis. And the items that we would need in order to do this is 12 months of irrigation water bills, mm-hmm, for each meter, as well as we would need the contact information for a facility manager, a maintenance supervisor, so that we can go out to the property and look at the controllers and take into all of the account on the factors on the controllers themselves. With that information, we will work up a water usage analysis for the property and include an ROI, as well as a proposal for installing our smart technology and our water management services.
So is there a cost for that evaluation?
Absolutely. It's complimentary.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, so that's something that once somebody does that and they get the evaluation, are you able to quantify for them what their annual financial savings would be, as well as their water savings?
Absolutely. What we do is we do a projected savings. Mm-hmm. As John mentioned before, we do save on average 30% to 40% of irrigation water costs for our clients. So that we will break that out in gallons and dollars on the water usage analysis.
Okay. There are companies out there that have green initiatives and are trying to find ways to, I guess, enhance those initiatives by doing programs where they're saving energy and saving water. And this is certainly one way that that they can do that. And I think a lot of times people don't think about irrigation water. They think about the water that's going into the units. But actually, irrigation water is paid for by the owner of the property, is where, in some cases, the water that's going into the units itself can be allocated back to the residents. So we need to take a break. We're going to be back with our second segment. We're talking with WaterLogic today, and come back after these messages and listen to more. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rossa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rossa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rossa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rossafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of controlling your water costs through professional irrigation management. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is Kelly Aylesworth, Client Relations Manager with WaterLogic, and John O'Donnell, Vice President of Technology at WaterLogic. Before we jump back into the conversation, I want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, or any suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at www.multifamilyradio.com. So, saving water, I know years ago it probably wasn't on anybody's radar screen, but in Houston, for instance, in 2011, we had a tremendous drought. California has been in the news over the last several years with tremendous droughts, and the state was requiring certain things in California, and I think different municipalities in Texas, when Texas was going through its drought, were requiring different types of things. One of the first things they try to restrict is, I guess, irrigation. So a lot of your clients, I would imagine, at the time were told they couldn't water, but they've invested tens of thousands, or if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in their landscape. They had to either comply or not comply. But why, with those droughts in mind, why is it important to conserve water any way you can?
Water is a finite resource. A lot of us, you know, in Houston think, wow, we've got all the water we need because water has been plentiful here the last couple of years. But it doesn't take that, think back that far to get back to 2011 and the problems that we had statewide with the drought. But it's what we are now being faced with as a society is where that water is going to be. We get plenty of water. It just isn't where we want it to be at the time we need it. And there are towns that have had to do drastic measures to get water, drinking water. And some of them back in 2013, after the drought that we had here in 2011, had to do things that we used to think of as being unthinkable, taking treated sewage water and putting it back into the drinking water supply. So there was a town up in the panhandle, kind of between Midland and Abilene, called Big Spring, and they were the first town in the United States to get approved to do what was called toilet to tap, to take treated sewage water and mix it back into the water supply. And it's kind of shocking. I mean, astronauts have done it over the years, and it's been done, but not in a big scale that they did in Big Spring. And having that quote toilet to tap, it kind of shocks a lot of people.
Yeah, and I would think that with the ever-changing weather conditions that we're seeing out there, you know, where we have these excessive rain events as well as the droughts, you never know what's going to be coming around the corner. So conservation has got to be something that's top of the mind. What are you finding from your clients, Kelly, as far as their concerns about it?
I'm finding that many of our clients are actually wanting to be good stewards of water. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is our most precious resource. And there are quite a few multifamily and commercial properties all over that are wanting to conserve water. They're not just interested in dollars per se. They want to save gallons. They want to save the water.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that there's incentives out there to do things, especially that we've seen in the multifamily industry with the green rewards programs that the underwriters of loans to people who are refinancing or purchasing new multifamily properties have an opportunity to take advantage of, which gives them incentives for doing certain things on the property. And what are you seeing as far as what they're requiring, or what they're, if someone has that financing, what they're asking to be done as far as irrigation water?
So for irrigation water, what these green financing organizations are doing is wanting to save at least 20 to 30% in irrigation water costs. And so what that would entail is installing smart technology, mm-hmm. And using our water management services so that we can save the gallons and dollars.
Yeah. And, you know, when you say the technology and using the services, I mean, I would imagine that there's people who will go out and have their maintenance technician put on a smart controller of some kind, and then they think, well, I've done my part, and that's all I need to do. And I guess in the world of television, old-style television retro commercials, it would be set it and forget it. But that's not true, is it? I mean, you can't set this and forget it. There is a certain management process that needs to take place to ensure that you're getting the most out of it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely know. You definitely do not want to set it and forget it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see the savings there. We have a dedicated staff, and we are passionate about saving our clients' water and money. And what that entails is, first of all, we have maintenance technicians that go out to these controllers, and they do seasonal inspections on these controllers. They are checking the condition of the controller, making sure that everything is in working fashion. In addition, we're also providing troubleshooting. So we have boots on the ground,
right,
to respond, if not that day, the day, mm-hmm. but the very next day. Mm-hmm. In addition, we are quantifying the results, the savings results. So we're comparing those 12 months of water bills that we were given initially with the free site analysis to the base year, and taking the current water bills and adjusting those to the current rate. And as you know, and you stated earlier, water rates are on the rise right now.
Exactly.
And so at any rate, so we're we're providing those savings results on a quarterly basis to our clients. And in addition, when we receive those water bills, we're looking for anomalies. Mm-hmm. We have a constant watch so that we can relay that information to the property manager and to the landscaper to let them know, hey, there's a problem here.
Right.
We found an anomaly.
Right.
In addition to what Kelly has said, is we also have an observation and response center where, with the cell phone technology that we use, the two-way communication, we actually get reports back from the controllers if they've had issues. If a short had developed, we'll know that the morning that it happens instead of having to wait until the next time the landscaper's on property and happen to see plants in stress. But we're able to be proactive, let the landscaper or the maintenance director know of an issue the morning that it comes up so that it can be taken care of before plants become stressed. If we've got flow, it can also tell us of flow issues. For example, if a valve were to stick on, which we've seen, you know, over the years as a sprinkler system becomes older and a valve fails, we'll know it and be able to shut the system down automatically and then report that to the landscaper.
I was talking to a apartment manager last week and kind of let them know that you guys were going to be on the show, and they said, ask them if I had their technology and their service, if I had a broken head or a broken line, would I be able to know that? What's the answer to that?
That's a great question. And yes, if you have the flow sensing capability, you would be able to react to that immediately. It takes about 3 minutes for the system to analyze what's going on, and it would shut down that zone that had that broken line. So for example, if it was zone number 5, it would shut it down, flag us that we had a problem on zone number 5, and then move on to the next zone. But the morning when we come in, we would know it and be able to communicate that with the maintenance director or the landscaper that they had a problem on station number 5.
So when you say if they have flow sensing capabilities, that's an option that someone can...
Yes.
can opt for with a water management program.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So... I know that that's probably something that you get a lot of questions about, because, you know, people go out there and they'll see, you know, something look like Old Faithful shooting up in their property, and they wanted to know how long that's happened and how much water they had lost. So you can actually help them with that as well.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to be back after these messages. I do want to remind our listeners that you can go to our website, www.multifamilyradio.com, at any time, listen to the archived episodes. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of controlling your water costs through professional irrigation management. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is Kelly Aylesworth, Client Relations Manager with WaterLogic, and John O'Donnell, Vice President of Technology with WaterLogic. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor, specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. And Ted W. Allen & Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. One of the things we discussed during the break that I don't think a lot of people think about when they're talking about proper water management on their properties through proper irrigation management is the fact that if someone is just not using science to help determine when the landscape irrigation system should engage, they could be doing damage to their landscape as far as being able to create the most healthy and bountiful type landscape. So why is that important to put the right amount of water out at the right time from a landscape standpoint? We're talking about living organisms here.
Oh, it's vital. It's vital to the health of landscaping. For example, right now we have cold nights, cooler nights, and with the decrease in temperature, root rot becomes very, very prevalent. So if you are applying too much water at the wrong time, you can find your turf can get brown patch. New seasonal color that might have just been installed for the holidays has root rot. So it's extremely, extremely important. Best time to water is just before or after dawn. Things like that are just so extremely important to the root development of your plant material.
And, you know, John, I think when you're talking about the putting out the right amount of water, I think most people tend to err, I would think, just human nature, that they would tend to err on wanting to overwater, that they think about plants being unhealthy, they're not getting enough water. But really, what do you find when you're looking at all these landscapes across the country?
Yeah, it's interesting that it's kind of like making cake. A little sugar is good. A lot of sugar may not make the cake better. And sometimes the same thing is true with water. Most trees, believe it or not, you know, landscape architects are going to spec to have bubblers on those trees. Most of the trees that are killed by overwatering, not underwatering. And so same thing can occur with the new color. We had a situation where someone was trying to adjust a controller and take it down to zero times so they could come in and plant their colors, color beds, and they missed the zero, and it went back to 11 hours and 59
wow.
minutes, 12 hours of runtime. We were able to catch that in our afternoon monitoring because it would have, I mean, think about a spray section that's putting out 1.5 inches of rainfall in an hour, and they would have had it watering for a 12-hour period if we had not seen that. So those are the type things that we can catch is color changeouts and things are being done and prevent from drowning the plant material.
So that's an important, I think, an important thing to make sure everybody understands. What you're saying is the technology that is utilized, the technology that we have today, just like everything else in our world has changed technology-wise, where you can do it on a smartphone and so forth, the technology was able to notify you that, that someone had made that mistake, and you were able to stop it before it turned into a catastrophe.
Before it happened.
Yeah. And so that that has got to be a huge thing, especially in the multifamily industry, where property managers have a million things going on at all times, and their staffs are stretched thin anyway. And generally, you're finding that the person who's making that decision to change the controller is not necessarily anybody who is on site on the on-site staff. It's an outside landscaper who comes in once a week or once a month if they're on the irrigation team, and will make those changes, and then they leave and go to another property. So I think there's a breakdown there that I guess WaterLogic helps to fill that gap.
Absolutely. We're a second set of eyes where we're able to double check and make sure things are not set awry. And it's not that we are trying to manipulate the settings that a contractor has made, but we're looking for things that fall outside of the norm. Mm-hmm. 12 hours runtime on spray heads, or one time in the middle of the summer, we found 8 minutes on rotaries. That's not the correct amount of time, and we're able to make phone calls to get those, find out is there really a need for that, and make those corrections before landscape was damaged.
And I guess those of our listeners who have properties that have irrigation systems, if they don't have this technology, which I would imagine the majority don't, since it's relatively new technology over the past decade, if that's the case, and obviously if they're not managing it properly, then it's really not giving them the benefit they need. But if they've got that, the landscaper who comes in once a week, or the irrigation team that comes in once a month, is setting that controller. But do they ever see a water bill? Do they know how much of the money that of the property owners that they're spending?
No, it's they never get a chance to see that. It's like the owners are writing the landscapers a blank check to use as much water as they want. But the landscapers are never putting a dollar amount to what those settings on the controller mean.
Right.
And with us being able to monitor not only the irrigation system, but check the water bills, it's a check and balance, so right, that we are able to make sure that the right amount of water is being applied at the right time.
And Kelly, I know you mentioned in the last segment that when you do this evaluation, you do get a historic water bill, 12 months of water bills to be able to use as a base. And you mentioned that you actually look for anomalies. What are some examples of something that you've been able to pick up just through the evaluation before you ever installed the technology?
We have found during the site analysis and site analysis process and water usage analysis process, where there will be extremely high usage in the winter. We'll find that, you know, there's 150,000 extra gallons on a multifamily property used between the months of December and January.
Right.
We've also found that during the summer months, or during the spring, where during times where there was a lot of rainfall, that there was very, very high usage as well. So right, we are finding those anomalies during the evaluation process.
Okay.
Some of the things that the technology helps us find is we had a multifamily property over here off the Southwest Freeway that after the technology was installed, they had an extremely high water usage on one of the meters. There were two meters on the property. One was saving a little over 40%. The other was not. It was basically, when you looked at its history, it was what I would call a flat line. It was basically the same. And so we had contacted the city, went out and met him, asked him to show us this other meter, and he couldn't find the meter. Hmm. The meter reader couldn't. And this is back in the days when, instead of it being a remote read, it was a physical reading was being taken. And well, the guy that was reading the meter couldn't find the meter. He had to go back to the files, and Paul, you're going to remember the old Polaroid pictures, yeah, but he had Polaroid picture of the two meters when they were set, and one of them was about 4 feet from the other. So we were able to probe down and find the existing meter that he was not reading. And once they excavated it and made the reading on the meter, found that the client was due an $85,000 credit.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it was not acceptable for them to do what they were doing was estimating what the water meter reading was, because he could not physically find the meter. And apparently it had been buried over the years, and I don't know how far back the estimations had gone, but the readings on the meter had not kept up with their estimations, and that's where the $85,000 credit came from.
And that's just from looking at the water bills.
That's just tracking, wow. Looking at the water bills with an irrigator's set of eyes, not an accounting set of eyes, because it's just a utility to the accounting department. They were just paying it because it was not out of line. But they didn't know that the water-saving technology was there, and it should have been following a trend that we would normally see.
Okay. We got about 30 seconds before we take a break. What kind of reach does this technology have as far as WaterLogic's footprint? I know you're headquartered in here in Houston. How can you help clients outside of Houston, or can you?
Oh, we can. We've got properties anywhere from Connecticut to California, so we're coast to coast. Because of the cell phone technology, we can reach any of those, and it's as if we are right there on the property being able to see those controllers.
Okay. Well, I want to touch on that when we start our fourth and final segment, because I think it's important that someone knows how you actually do that. We'll be back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rossa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rossa Floors are the industry experts, offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rossa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rossafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of controlling your water costs through professional irrigation management. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is Kelly Aylesworth, Clients Relations Manager with WaterLogic, and John O'Donnell, Vice President of Technology with WaterLogic. Before we jumped into the break, we were talking about the reach that WaterLogic has, and John, you had mentioned that you can deal with properties nationwide. And just to clarify that, what you're saying is that you can manage an irrigation system in Seattle, Washington, or in Miami, Florida, from Houston, without having to set foot on the property, and you'll know If something changes, if someone goes up to the timer and makes a change, you'll get an alert. You can contact the property directly. You can contact the landscaper directly. Find out what needs to be done. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we can do most anything remotely that we could standing in front of the controller.
Do you have any examples that you could share regarding something that may have happened on a property that's outside of your area?
Yeah, there was a situation. It was a multifamily senior living community in Austin, and the maintenance director was giving our installer a hard time going, there is no way you're going to be able to look at my controller and see what is happening on my property. And, you know, we were saying, yes, we can definitely do that. And the funny thing was that was installed in June of 2016, and it was August of 2016. That afternoon contact that is made to each of the controllers, it showed up on a report that his controller was in the off position. August, Austin, Texas, that's not a good thing. So I placed a phone call to the maintenance director to find out if there was a reason. Maybe something was broken and they had just turned it off for a short period of time. And I didn't get him. I left him a message, and he calls me back in about 30 minutes, kind of frantic. And he was in Chicago at O'Hare Airport on vacation. And he had said, no, the landscaper was supposed to be out there making changes to the landscape and planting new plants. It has to be turned on. And I said, would you like me to turn it on? I'm not going to turn it on without, you know, getting approval from someone. And he said, no, please turn it on because my plants will die with the heat that we had in August. And so we were able to turn it on remotely from Houston, and he was able to return from vacation with green, healthy landscape. Otherwise, the landscaper had done his thing, forgotten to turn the controller on, and I know that happens quite often, just someone forgets, and we were able to remotely turn it on and take care of the landscape.
So he was in Chicago, you were in Houston, and the property was in Austin.
That's correct.
You were able to save the day.
That's right. Okay. Became a hero. He believes that we look at his controller now.
So let's talk about landscapers. I know you mentioned that some of the questions you get from your clients are that the landscaper may not want to do what you want to do on their property. Is there some type of tension between landscapers? Do they appreciate the technology? And also, is it something that they're doing that they think they can do better than you?
Well, that's interesting, because if we are first introduced to a landscaper, sometimes there is this, if you want to call it attention, where they're going, we don't need y'all looking over our shoulder. But once they find out that we are a tool that they can use, they love us. Mm-hmm. Because just yesterday I was called by a landscaper, four different clocks on a property. He said, hey, can you change my color to run in this fashion? I want it to come on 2 days a week or whatever it was, and change the runtime for me. I saved him in a matter of minutes from having to drive out to that property to make that change. And that's what we can do day in and day out. They also love it because there is a mobile app. So if they've got a smartphone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, they can operate the controller from their phone without having to go to the controller. So they can do a system check and be walking the property as they are moving from station to station looking for problems or broken heads or nozzles that need to be adjusted.
And so you say that they, once they realize that you can help them, they love the fact that they can do that. And do you find that they're depending on you more than doing it themselves?
Not, I wouldn't say they're depending on us to do more, but they are contacting us to help them out in situations where they're stretched labor-wise, and we can make their life much easier. With the changes in the labor market for these landscapers, they're having to try to become more efficient, and we are one way that they are able to do that.
Now, Kelly, I know that you have a strong background in the commercial landscape industry. Your family was in that industry for many years, and before you came to WaterLogic, you were in that industry. So what have you seen as far as the acceptance of not only the technology by landscapers, but having a third party like WaterLogic assisting in managing the landscape along with the landscape company?
What I'm finding is that landscapers are working. They're excited to work as a team. They see that we are there to as a second set of eyes, and that we are, as John mentioned, we're helping them. They're saving labor. For example, if in the morning, during the morning runtime, we see a short on one of the valves, we can make contact with the landscaper and alert the property manager as well. But we are pinpointing exactly where that valve is located, and they dispatch someone out to make the repair. So instead of them going through and eyeballing and having to run through the system, they are able to pinpoint the exact place where the repair needs to be made. In addition, I actually had a conversation with a landscaper a few weeks ago, and they are excited about our water management services because we are able to save our clients 30% to 40% on irrigation water costs. That creates a bigger budget for landscape enhancements.
Right. Makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
John, I wanted to ask you regarding, we talked about water rates not decreasing. They're always going up. City of Houston it has high water rates for the area. There's a lot of regional water authorities around the area. And what are you finding as far as their rates if someone has a property located in some of those areas? And there's also other fees that are being charged by those areas. What do you see out there?
It is drastic what has happened over the last 10 years with our water rates. City of Houston, their rates have literally gone up about 50% on their irrigation usage. And some of these MUDs that are around, we have seen them charging in excess of $10 per thousand. But the Regional Water Authority, you'll see it on your water bill, an RWA fee based on the consumption of water that you're using. And that can sometimes be as much as the water usage itself. So depending on what area of town you are, there are different regional water authorities. You may have heard of North Fort Bend or Fort Bend Water Authority or West Harris County. All of those have different regional water fees, and what those fees are actually paying for is a pipeline to bring water from basically Lake Houston all the way around to the west side of town. There's going to be a pump station near I-10 and 99 that is being installed, and those pipelines are bringing water to the west side of town so that those mud districts out there will have surface water instead of groundwater. The Harris-Galveston Subsidence District has actually restricted how much water we can pull out of the ground to slow down subsidence. And that's where all of that Regional Water Authority fees and work is being done to convert us to surface water.
So the name of the game in saving money through your water conservation program is you have to cut back on consumption.
Save gallons, that's right.
And do it in a way that's not detrimental to the landscape.
Exactly.
Which is what smart technology does. Okay, I get that. All right, so let's take a few minutes and talk a little bit about WaterLogic, the history of WaterLogic, how WaterLogic came into being, and also if someone wants to get in touch with you guys, how can they do it?
Well, WaterLogic was started, 16, almost 17 years ago now, with the vision of being able to control water with central control. And it's developed over the years from pager technology to now cell phone technology to where we have that two-way communication with the controllers. And it has brought it to the point where, brought sprinklers into the 21st century. It's quite unique. We all have smartphones, and we're used to having information at our fingertips, and now you can do that with your sprinkler system as well.
And we've used the phrase, or you've used the phrase two-way communication. Specifically, what does that mean?
What that means is we can talk to the controller and tell the controller information like weather, and the controller can turn around and talk back to us and send us information that is telling us what it did last night and what problems it encountered. Did it water when it was raining? Did it shut down because of high flow? Did it have a short? Things of this type that it can communicate back to us, and then we as a water manager can be proactive contacting the landscaper as well as the maintenance director to let them know of any issue that developed.
And before we go into how people get in touch with you, I do want to say one thing that we had talked about prior to the show that I don't think we mentioned yet, and that is if a property, a multifamily property, probably an older property, has an irrigation system that does not have its own irrigation meter, this technology is still beneficial to them because they're paying water at a higher rate.
They're paying more for the water.
Yeah, that's right. So even if you don't have a separate irrigation meter, or maybe especially if you don't have a separate irrigation meter, you should contact WaterLogic to find out how they can help you. Kelly, tell people how they can get in touch with WaterLogic if they want to take advantage of that free evaluation.
Absolutely. So first of all, please go to our website. Website is WaterLogic, and that's WaterLogic-Texas.com. And then our office number is 713-983-9555.
Great. Well, it's fascinating to see what can be done with technology these days. I think people don't really think a lot about their irrigation systems because they come on at night when they're asleep, and they don't really pay attention to the bill because it's utility. But you guys take all the guesswork out of it and apply science to it, and also the most modern state-of-the-art technology to help manage it and also make the landscaper more efficient, too. So it's a great thing. I encourage everybody to contact WaterLogic if you have an irrigation system. We are going to be back next Friday at 10 a.m. right here on 1110 KTK with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.